Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forrest Kelly.
In this episode, we head to the area with beautiful sandy beaches, warm weather, and some say it's the mini golf capital of the world. It's also home to...
Hi, this is Lisa Lee. I'm the owner and sommelier for the Tasting Room on 9th in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So if we could just fly into Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, what are we experiencing weather-wise?
Oh, it's sunny. It's beautiful and it's sunny and it's like 80 degrees.
Who is Lisa? What did you do to get to where you are right now in your life?
Oh gosh, Lisa is at her core a dreamer. I'm very much a creative. So I have taken a bunch of different paths throughout my life. I started going to college for interior design and then left school because I wasn't really, found out later in life I'm ADHD. So I really wasn't like a school kid, wasn't my favorite. And then I went into photography, did that for a very long time, and then got interested in wine about 3 years ago and decided that I was going to study it. And then I fell in love with it. And I've always had this romanticized ideas of restaurants and hospitality. So I kind of just dove right in and tried to figure out where I wanted to work and what I wanted to do with wine. There wasn't really a whole lot of opportunity in Myrtle Beach as far as working for someone else. So I started developing this idea for a wine bar because there was a void in the market.
So you said you were a dreamer. Now, I guess maybe I, growing up, I was kind of a dreamer as well, and definitely undiagnosed ADHD. I mean, I would just get up from, I remember many times in class just getting up and leaving and going to the library and wandering around. And it was like, you know, hey, you're in fifth grade now. You can't do that anymore. I was like, yeah. I don't care. I'm bored in class. So do you remember a time when you were a child when you thought, okay, I'm a little bit different. I've got my own style and thoughts and ideas.
I mean, I think I always felt that way a little bit, but it was always kind of a joke. Like we'd be in the middle of a conversation with anybody and then I would switch mid-conversation subjects to something else. So it became this running joke, like, let's pick a subject out of the air and figure out what Lisa's talking about now, which was funny at the time. And now I'm like, you guys, it was a cry for help and no one knew. So once I kind of figured it out and figured out how to handle it and deal with it, it became something I leaned into because it allows me to get creative and to think outside the box and to kind of follow this roadmap that no one else has. And I think that allows me to have the freedom to change careers or do things differently within my business that I might not have done otherwise.
Yeah, and I don't think people realize that when you're that way too, that obstacles really aren't the obstacles other people see them. It's just you kind of think of it as another opportunity or something. Where did you, once you got out of high school, where did you go to school?
So I originally went to Queen's University of Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina. Played soccer for the school, was going, ended up double majoring or going for double majoring in business and in interior design, but left about a year and a half in, got married super young, then found photography when my kids were little. And then, I just kind of, I've always been within that creative realm where I was doing weddings and portrait photographies and families and styled shoots and things like that.
You're not spending a whole lot of time in front of the TV binge watching shows when you're doing photography, you're doing business school, you're double majoring, you've got soccer, you've got all these things going on. When did the transition think, okay, I'm going to lean into wine and it's going to influence my career and life?
Honestly, I think it was over COVID. I was always a wine drinker, but did not drink well. Obviously, I was just going and grabbing whatever pretty label was on a shelf somewhere. And I was like, we'll try this one because I had no idea what I was looking at on bottles. And then during COVID, obviously, photography kind of took a halt. There weren't a lot of shoots. Weddings were getting canceled or postponed. And so I watched the SOM documentary, weirdly enough, and saw all of these people studying for the Master SOM exam. And I remember thinking, while I was watching them go through these note cards and have no life and all that, I was like, man, that looks incredibly interesting. which I don't know how many people would look at that and be like, that's what I want to do. Let me give up my life and study note cards. But I did and I loved it. And I think the idea that you could never learn it all and there would always be something new and every vintage is different appealed to me. There's history behind a lot of it, which is very cool. And I love food and wine at my core. I love a good meal. I love hospitality when it's done very well. So I kind of just deep dove into a lot of books while I was studying. I was a big fan of Danny Meyer and Will Goddara. They're like my Bibles that sit on my shelf. And then just a ton of wine education through the WSET. So I went 1 through 3 and then took a break after 3 and opened the wine bar.
The best 5-minute wine podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Oh, please. Just like and follow.
And you can like and follow us on our social media and join in our collaborations, just like our website, thebestwinepodcast.com, on Insta, X, you know where, The Best Wine Pod. The Best Wine Pod.